The idea for the project had a long gestation period. I used to write a column for the Union magazine. At the time, it was called Outlook, when our union was the AUT. The guy who was the communications officer for the union at the time was somebody that I knew from political circles in London. He approached me, asked me if I would write a column every month or every other month. And I thought that was a great idea. And I sort of stumbled on this method. So for each of the columns, they were always within a certain part of the academic cycle. And I sort of stumbled into this method of taking something small. It's a kind of Millesian trope, really. A small experience, a kind of moment where often something humorous or banal that within it contained a larger issue and question, you know, from something as banal as examining a PhD to how academic labour is measured and rewarded, and the fact, you know, that it's the visible amount of money that PhD examiners are paid for performing really quite an important task. I mean, I did a sort of humorous calculation of, well, how much would you pay a plumber on an hourly basis if you calculated how many hours it takes to examine a PhD? And you'd pay a plumber an awful lot more than you would pay a sociologist, yeah, right? So that's where I... And then I suddenly thought, wow, it would be fantastic to try and write a book like that that used the diary as a different kind of way of telling a story, but also a sort of fun way of experimenting with the form. And I took the idea to many publishers, and virtually everyone that I presented it to said, wow, that's a great idea. A book about the university in the form of an academic diary. What a lovely idea. I really like this idea. But then the sort of reality or the sort of pragmatic ethos of publishing kicked in, and they realised that actually within the way in which publishers have to work, that it was very hard to make an argument for something that was experimenting with form in this way. And they would say, yeah, we really love your idea, but can't you do something like a, you know, how to be successful as an academic, or how to be a professor before you're 40? Couldn't you do like an academic self-help book? Which I had absolutely no interest in doing at all. So the publishers were enthusiastic about it, but wanted to turn it into something else. And it wasn't until I mentioned my sort of frustration with the publishers to a former PhD student who had been a web designer that she, Kat Junicle her name is, she said, oh yeah, I really like that idea. Why don't you send me some of the pieces? So I had maybe a 10 at the time, pieces that I'd written, partly as columns, partly as other things that I thought would be fun to do. I sent them to her, and within a couple of days, she had kind of designed it, imagined it, visualised it, and then actually had a mock-up of what it would look like as an online book. And so that's how it came to be an online book, a book that's a website and a website that's a book.